from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Tyd vir Explained Well with Christelle. En gister het ons gekyk na die jaar se groot aarde nuus stories. Nou gaan ons bietjie nader kyk na die politieke nuus stories. Maar dit was basies meeste van die nuus was die politiek. So ek weet nie hoe jy die lyn getrek het tussen gister se stories en vandag se nie, maar ons is all ears.
Ja, en dit was 'n moeilike lyn om te trek. And it's a very good observation because even as I was working on all these different raps, and they are all on our blog, by the way, if you just click on jacarandafm.com and the Drive with Rob and Roz, there is overlap. So if we think of something like the war in Ukraine, that impacted our finances. Heads up, we'll be looking at finances still this week. It impacted so many things, but it was mainly, I think, a political story, ultimately.
It was. And I mean, that was February this year.
Yeah.
And the Russians went into Ukraine and Vladimir Putin had his victory speech leaked. That was like 36 hours after the invasion started. He was planning to give a speech going, hey, this is all done and dusted. We're sorted.
Mm.
Now what? It's December and we're still dropping bombs from drones and, you know, it's chaos.
And at one stage it was touch and go. Like, honestly, the newsroom was, we were very anxious about whether we're heading to World War III when the missiles hit a Polish village.
Ja, weet jy wat is vir my iets wat regtig uitstaan is, die konflik woed nog voort.
Ja.
Dit gaan nog aan, maar en ons het natuurlik, daar is gevolge wat ons kan voel in ons beursies, in hoe ons, waar en wanneer ons kan vlieg en so voort. Maar, dit ons het net aangegaan hier in Suid-Afrika. We've just carried on, like we do with all of the disruptions and things in our lives.
I would just like to point
some
out
resilience.
That Ukraine has been invaded since early February this year, and the entire time they've had more power than we have.
That's a point.
I just want to put it out there.
Yes. Yeah.
But I mean, on the point you made, Roz, so yes, South Africa has taken this almost bizarre neutral stance in the midst of that. And it's not really bizarre in terms of we are affiliated. We're part of BRICS. So we have geopolitical relationships with Russia. And South Africa, from a diplomatic level, has kind of kept this stance. It brings us back home. And certainly, like, it's hard to know where to start at home. We spoke a little bit about state capture in our hard news, right? But it's also a political story. And we chatted even here on who was not captured. It was
the list is very short.
But so state capture was a massive political story as well this year. It links also with things like the electoral reformation that process is still ongoing to allow for independent candidates to be voted into parliament and political position. I think the party funding changes that we saw this year were significant. The ANC is still battling to pay their salaries, even though they're heading to conference Friday. But yeah, so they certainly felt the pinch of that, where people now have to say, yes, I gave X amount of money to whichever political party.
I find it fascinating how the moment you have to have your name attached to a donation somewhere, the funding dries up.
Mm.
Why would that be?
Crickets.
Absolute crickets.
But it kind of links with what we saw in Parliament today. And I'm skipping a whole bunch of these stories. They're all on our blog, as I said. But today in Parliament, our MPs had to say out loud whether Parliament should proceed with potentially impeaching the President over Palapala. We are on the eve of the ANC's elective conference, starting, you know, when most people are living their best life on the 16th. And that, I think, is still going to be the biggest political story for the year. It's not done.
Can we tell van hoe dinge nou vandag gegaan het? Dink jy daar is 'n indikasie van hoe dinge gaan gaan met die stemmery vir die nuwe leier van die party?
Ja, ek weet jy, I'll put my neck on the line. And yes, I think we know how this is going to play out. So certainly before the Palapala report findings were announced, we thought President Cyril Ramaphosa, as president for the ANC, was a dead runner. He's got enough provinces in the bag. This report was the spanner in the works and kind of threw things off. If they had proceeded with adopting this report and potentially impeaching Parliament, I mean the president in Parliament, I would have had questions about the conference. I think he's managed to solidify his support. So I do think President Ramaphosa will still be our president next year. How long that will last, I don't know. We're heading to elections in 2024.
Yeah. And the last one I wanted to mention as we wrap this up, also this year, was Liz Truss not lasting as long as a lettuce.
Yeah.
was also a 2022 thing. The whole England, we're just going to call it a debacle because that's what it was, basically. This year's been through a lot. If you want to go check the list, jackarandfm.com, The Drive with the Robin Ross. Dankie, Christel.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Ross. Jackaranda FM.